Okay, so just we'll start off the class by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们现在要开始我们上课，先让我们跟天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this time to study your word.
感谢天父让我们有这个时间能够研读你的话语。
We pray that as we focus on the message that the Holy Spirit will make these ideas, these concepts, a reality in our soul.
我们祷告我们能够专注于我们所学习的话语，并且让这些话语成为我们魂里面的实际的一个思维。
And we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
所有的感谢因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to be going on with the book of life here.
好，我们现在要继续来谈生命册。
Yeah, so last week we began with point number one here was that Moses wishes that the Jews of the Exodus generation do not have their names blotted out of the book of life.
摩西呢其实非常希望他们所有的这些以色列人出了埃及的有以色列人他们的名字不要从这个生命册里面被取消。
Yeah, and the verse that we had for that was Exodus 32:31 to verses 33.
在这个出埃及记的32章31到33节就写。
Okay, so I'll just bring that up now. Now it makes a reference, it just says your book. It doesn't actually mention the words book of life, but in the context, it can only be the book of life.
当然在这个经句里并没有讲出这个生命册这个词啊，在出埃及记的这个经句里面并没有说是要从生命册，他担心他们被生命册除名，但实际上呢他所说的话从经句里面我们可以分辨出来，摩西说的指的这一本书就是指的是生命册。
Yeah, now if you remember the context we looked at that last week was that Moses had been up the mountain, that would be Mount Sinai, and had spent a long time up there, and he'd been praying to God, and then God gave him the Ten Commandments.
我们上一次也讲到就是说在摩西那个时候呢是因为他到西奈山去，一去去了四十天然后在那里跟神对话。然后下山来的时候呢就发现整个他们的这个团队的状况一塌。
Yeah, actually, I say that Moses had been praying to God, but during that time, the Lord would have been teaching him a lot of doctrine to prepare him for the next step of his ministry.
当摩西上西奈山的时候，那么长的一段时间呢，其实等于是神在给他教导的时间。那四十天里面他跟神的对话里面，神其实是在教他如何来做他的事工。
Yeah, we see a similar thing with Paul. When Paul became a believer on the road to Damascus, and after that, the Lord took him into the desert of Arabia. I think he was there for 2 years, actually.
Three years
in the desert?
Yeah.
Okay, and he was learning doctrine. He was with the Lord. And obviously, if you're spending time with the Lord, you're going to be spending that time learning doctrine.
就像这个保罗他在开始侍奉开始传福音之前呢，神也一样把他带去了这个阿拉伯的沙漠中就他的老家那边，因为在那里他一定是神给他了非常多的教导。
So Moses, he'd been up there, I think it was 40 days up the mountain. And so he's learning a lot of doctrine, and God gave him the commandments written with the finger of God, it says. And then Moses came down the mountain.
而在西奈山上的摩西呢这四十天里面从神那边得到非常多的教导，甚至呢还有神用他的手指在这个石板上刻下了十诫，让摩西带下山来。
And when he got down, he met Joshua on the way down, and they heard the noise. They thought it was maybe people screaming or something, but they were having a party. And they made this golden calf, and they were worshipping the golden calf and having a big party.
Oh, sorry. Joshua was beside him all the time or just...
I don't think so, because I think when he went up the mountain, it appears that he was by himself, but Joshua might have come partway up or something, and he met him again on the way down.
哦、然后呢当这个摩西呢从这个山上下来的时候到半山腰大概就跟这个约书亚会合、因为约书亚一开始是跟着他上山但是到了半山腰可能就是让摩西自己上去了然后他下来的时候就跟约书亚一起下山的时候呢就听到了这个整个村子里面就是他们的营地里面非常大的吵闹声他们一开始还以为、啊、是不是有战争是什么的就后来发现这一群人就是在 party.
We sort of looked at that last week, but the fact is that they had sinned against the Lord. So this is why we have in Exodus 32:30 that Moses said to the people, you've sinned a great sin, and now I will go up to Jehovah. Perhaps I shall make an atonement for your sin.
好，所以呢，在这时候的摩西就是非常非常的惊吓他就跟这第二天摩西就对百姓说你们犯了大罪我如今要上耶和华那里去或者可以为你们赎罪好这就是出埃及记32章第30节
And then in the next verse And Moses returned to Jehovah and said Oh this people have sinned a great sin and have made themselves gods of gold
然后呢31节就说摩西回到耶和华那里说唉这是百姓犯了大罪，为自己做了金神像。
And then in this verse here, 32, this is Exodus 32:32. This is the first mention about the book in all of the Bible. It says, Moses says to God, and now will you forgive their sin? And if not, I pray you blot me out of your book which you have written.
Why he asked his name to be erased?
Yeah, can you read the verse first and I'll explain.
然后第32节是倘或你肯赦免他们的罪不然求你从你所写的册上删除我的名、哦、这是摩西对耶和华说的。
Yeah. Now we have to look in the context. Remember we have to understand that the book of life, and you know, even though this is the first mention, we're going to see as it goes through it, and Moses, he's been taught about the book of life.And he understands that this book of life is a record for all of the great believers, the righteous believers. Well, you know, we say the experientially righteous believers.
很显然的是摩西知道这个生命册、哦、他知道这个生命册是将所有的伟大的信徒的名字、哦、保留在这个生命册上的。
And just to give you an example of what Moses is doing here,And, I'll bring us back to the page here so we can see. Why is that looking? Okay. Now, this is what we call here, plea bargaining. Okay. Now, plea bargaining is where you offer up a deal, usually in a court. It's in a court system where you offer, or the judge offers, says, if you do this, then we will reduce your sentence.
这个摩西在做的事情、啊、有一种法院的说法就是变数交易 就是在、有点像是一个法院的一个用一种好像他说如果你比如说法官说、哎、你如果这样做的话那我就可以减免你的 刑罚等等的、这个、这种说法一般来讲就是律师跟法官会有一个这样子的协议或者说两方的律师之间有一个协议然后由法官来裁决所以这个时候摩西等于是在跟神做一个这样子的一个法庭的一个谈判交易他希望用他的这种说法来改变神的心意
Yeah, it comes from the word bargain so if you're bargaining with somebody like if you go to the market for example and you're bargainingSomebody says, well, you can buy this new shirt for, say, 1,000 baht or 1,000 Taiwan dollars. And you say, well, actually, how about 600? So you're bargaining like that. That's what bargaining is.
因为这个 bargain 大家都知道它就是在这个讲价讨价还价就是 bargaining. 然后 plea 呢就是一个恳求的那种感觉。所以它是恳求式的一个讨价还价。
Now Moses has an emotional interest in what's happening as well because these are his people. He grew up with these people And he wants to see these people go to the promised land. He obviously has personal relationships with some of these people. He knows that some of them are evil, but you know, he's thinking, well, God, if you're a graceful God, you'll forgive these people.
因为很明显的这个摩西呢对这些他的百姓是非常有情感的哈的他所以他希望用一个方式能够说服耶和华神哈他是慈爱的神是慈爱的啊是可以愿意饶恕他的这些百姓们所以他就会用这种方法来恳求神啊然后用一个好像交易行为来恳求神。
Now Moses knows that all of these people are believers and that if God does punish them, even to death, he knows that these people will go to heaven.
而且呢摩西也懂得就是这些人就算他们犯了罪他们还是会进到天堂的因为他们都是相信耶和华的。
Yeah, but he wants to see these people succeed and he wants the Lord to give them a chance so that they can complete God's will for their life.
而且呢但是他是全心全意的希望他的这些人这些百姓们是可以进到应许之地的所以即使说他们死了也是可以上天堂但是他当然希望在他们生的时候是能够如愿的就是像他带他们出埃及一样啊，有能够达成目标的进入神所给他们的应许之地
And so that's why he's saying please forgive them their sin or if you do notI pray that you blot me out of your book, which you have written. Now, if you're blotted out of the book of life, it means you don't get the eternal rewards. It does not mean you lose your salvation.
所以呢，他这就跟神求说，求他求神赦免他百姓的罪，要不然的话呢，就求你把我从你的生命册上除名。
And you might think, well, is it even possible that somebody could say that they would want to give up their salvation for somebody else?
Because those people's name will be erased from the book of life already, right?
Their names are in the books, but their names would be erased if they fail in their spiritual life. And if they've been building calves, golden calves, and worshipping them, they're not going to get the rewards.Some of them might have a change of mind, but God knows who is going to maybe learn from the experience and who is going to grow spiritually and who's not.
And right, but so their name will remain in the book of life.
Until before the final evaluation, that's what we have to get through. As we go through the study, and I've sort of explained a little bit already, that your name is in the book of life as a believer.But if you do not complete your plan, if you do not complete God's will for the spiritual life, then your name is blotted out.
Okay, 好。基本上呢，这些人他们的名字都现在是在生命册里的，因为他们是相信耶和华神的。那当他们在进到天堂的时候呢，他们的名字才有可能被删除。那但是现在呢，摩西要现在就要求神如果不饶恕这些人的话现在就把他的名给删除
Yeah, see, Moses is not saying you know, do not block out their names from the book because their names, if they've sinned such a big sin, their names will be blotted out eventually but they still get to keep their salvation and Moses is a great believer and he understands that if God's given him this position then Moses' name will not be blotted out of the book he should get these rewardsBut Moses is saying, I will be willing to give up all my rewards in heaven if you can forgive these people. That's what it means. So he's saying, I don't have to be considered a great believer. I don't need my name to be kept in the book if you forgive these people.
I'm so sorry, because based on the English, I thought he is saying that if these people's name will be blocked, then I will have my name blocked as well.
Well, these people, their names are probably already going to be blotted because they're loser believers. Remember, if you don't have...
I mean, it seems like he wants to be with them. If their name is not in the book of life, he doesn't want his name to be in book of life.
That's right, yes. Because he wants God to forgive their sins. And if God forgives their sins, it means they can continue on. They can continue to live. They're not going to die. Because they're going to die the sin unto death. And we're going to have 3,000 people who are actually going to die, they're sent unto death.
Right away.
Right away, yeah.
就是摩西他是用他的方法想要告诉神，就是说他要跟他的这些子民一起同生共死，因为他们所犯的罪，那些铸造金牛犊的罪是非常的大的。如果他按照神的这个公义的心的话，他应该会立即将这些人全部都处死。
I just want to give you another example of where this happened in the Bible, and you might be able to get an idea of what's happening. In Romans 9:1-3, we see that Paul is doing the same kind of a thing, but he's bargaining his salvation, which is very different from what Moses was doing. Let me just see this. We'll just finish off on this verse today. So this was Romans 9:1.
我们再来看一下罗马书的9:1，因为这边呢有这个保罗他做了跟摩西类似的事情，希望要来换取一个饶恕。
Now because what he's going to write in verse 3 is so incredible, it's almost unbelievable that somebody would say this or even think it. He's actually going to say under the Holy Spirit, he's going to write that I'm not lying, this is the truth and the Holy Spirit is my witness.
好，这个罗马书的9:1-3，我们先看第一节。我在基督里说真话，不是撒谎，有我被圣灵感动的良心见证。
Yeah, and he has to introduce us with those words, because again, a lot of people say, no, that's not true. Paul's lying. How could he even say that in verse 3?
因为呢，他为什么会在第一节就这样讲，是因为他接下来要说的话是会让人觉得不可思议，怎么可能有人这样说，所以他前面就先非常慎重的说他真的是在圣灵感动下说的真话。
And Paul explains his reason. He says, I have great heaviness and continual pain in my heart.
然后保罗呢就继续说了，在罗马书9:2，他说我大有忧愁，心里不停的伤痛，他在表达他的状态。
Yeah, and this comes out of his love for his fellow Jewish people. Yeah, he loves his people, and he's emphasizing his willingness. He wants them to be saved.
而他呢，他的这种伤痛是在于他对于他的这些犹太亲人们，这些骨肉之亲们，他的那个伤痛，所以他就在9:3说，为我的弟兄，我骨肉之亲。
Okay, and I just want to explain that this is going to be the greatest expression of love that we see in all the Bible. It's talking from a human point of view, like one of the human writers talking. This is the greatest expression of a human's love expressed towards other humans in the whole Bible.
在这整本这个听想要特别解释，就是在整本圣经里面啊，这个几句经句啊，大概是除了神的爱以外，人类的爱里面啊，让人感觉的最为宏大博爱，然后非常深刻的一个爱。
And Paul says, for I myself was wishing to be accursed, being separated from Christ, for my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh.
保罗说呢，我情愿自己被诅咒与基督分离啊，那为了我的弟兄骨肉之亲。
Okay, now it's not exactly the same kind of plea bargaining as Moses, because here Paul is willing to give up his salvation. He's saying, if my Jewish brothers, if they could be saved, and if I had to give up my salvation for that,then I would be willing to give up my salvation and spend eternity in the lake of fire if they could be saved.
他其实保罗的意思是说呢，如果我可以为了我的这些骨肉之亲啊，就是要我放弃我的救恩啊，即使是我要进到火湖里被烧死，我也愿意牺牲我自己来救我的骨肉之亲，我的弟兄们。
Yeah, now it's an impossible situation for God to do that. God cannot separate somebody from Christ once they've believed in Christ. And I think Paul knows, well, Paul does, he actually writes about that at the end of this chapter, actually. He writes, there's nothing that can separate me from Christ. It comes out in verses 38 and 39, maybe. He cannot be separated from Christ, but he said, if I could be separated from Christ,For the salvation of my brothers, I would be willing to do that.
然后其实 保罗在这个第九章罗马书第九章后面在38-39节的时候也有讲，就是说其实是不可能让我与耶稣基督分开的，但是呢他在前面的这第三节所说的话的意思就是说，如果他可以用他的救恩来换取他所有百姓他的弟兄们好能够得救或者是能够得到饶恕，他是愿意的。
Yeah, so it's at the end of verse of Romans chapter 8. He was saying, you know, we can't be separated from the love of God. But he's saying, if we could, you know, I have so much love for my fellow believers that he would be willing to spend eternity in the lake of fire.
对不起，是罗马书的第八章，38节。他说，因为他深信，无论是死是生，是天使是属天掌权的，是现在的，是将来的，是有能的，他然后无论是高处低处是任何别的受造之物都不能叫我们与神的爱分离，这爱是我们的主耶稣基督里的，就是他在这里就是强调其实是无法与耶稣基督分离啊，但是他还是愿意如果有可能可以解决让神饶恕他的百姓们，他是愿意放弃这个，所以这是一个非常大的爱。
You know, that's all we have time for today, but we can use this as our jumping off point for our next lesson.
好，我们今天只能讲到这边，但是下一次我们会继续。
Okay, so Father, sir, we give thanks to you for the time we had to study your word today.
感谢天父让我们今天能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks that through your word we can understand what's going on in the world around us.
经由神你的话语，我们可以理解，更为理解在这个世界上现在所发生的所有事情。
Even as the world is in much turmoil and the world is permeated with evil, but we know that through your grace and your truth, we are protected.
虽然我们知道这个邪恶呢是在世界各地渗透着，但是因为你的恩典，我们将是会被保护的。
So we give thanks for your eternal protection in Christ, and we pray in His name.
我们感谢有神永生的这个保障，因着主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.